Welcome to Real from the Real, your podcast for investing and personal finance. In this space, we share personal stories about hustle, saving, and investing to inspire you to think better about making, managing, and multiplying money. Please enjoy this next episode. Hi guys, today's episode is titled, This is Who You Are Up Against. One evening, as my friend and I are talking on Zoom, she tells me that I sound really relatable and passionate about investing and personal finance. So according to her, when she listens to people talk about personal finance on Instagram or Facebook, they sound rehearsed. They sound like they're reading off a textbook. But when I talk about personal finance, I sound real. And I think I know why she said this. A lot of content on social media about personal finance, investing in wealth is mechanical. So it focuses a lot on what you must do, on the math of money, tools you must use, apps you need to download, charts you should decode, communities you can join, laws you need to understand. And as much as I think all of these things are very necessary, in fact, you cannot reach financial freedom without understanding the tools you must use, the apps you need to download, charts you need to be able to read, communities you should join, and laws that you need to understand. Here's what I've also learned. There is a certain mindset that you need to accelerate your way to wealth. And given the long and winding road that you and your money must walk, I think we don't focus enough on the psychological, on who you must be, not just what you must do, on the psychology of money. We talk a lot about how your money needs to grow, the formulas you need to understand, the habits you need to adopt and those you need to drop, but not enough about who you need to become, the steps in your mental journey, the feelings that you will have, the questions that you will ask, the decisions you will need to make because they will come, and the setbacks that you will face. I tell my sisters all the time that if I had studied psychology in addition to finance at university, I would probably be 100 times wealthier than I am now. On reflection, this is why I write. I think that while other people focus on investments, that's all well and good. But I am obsessed with the investor. While other people focus on personal finance, I'm deeply curious about the person in finance, about who it takes. Because if your mind does not make it, well, guess what? Neither will your money.
It's true.
And on that note, this is who you are up against: yourself.